Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 83. 10 great workouts to spice up your running program. Part 2 by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello and welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. Today's episode is a continuation from yesterday, so if you're new here or skipping around, it'd be a good idea to listen to yesterday's episode first. And really quickly, if you want to help support this show, you can visit oldpodcast.com/support. There's a bunch of ways you can help us both financially and otherwise. I thank you in advance for doing that. And of course, I must mention, wow, that election, what a doozy, huh? All right, that's all I'm going to say about that. Let's get on to today's post and start optimizing your life. 10 Great Workouts to Spice Up Your Running Program, Part 2, by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. Number 4, Tempo Run. This is a staple of many intermediate and advanced runners' training plans, and if you don't know this run yet, you should get to know it. Basically, it's a sustained run at a hard, controlled pace, usually for no more than 40 minutes. Beginners should start with a tempo run of about 5 minutes and work up to about 20. Always start and end a tempo run with 5 to 10 minutes of warm-up and then a cool-down. So a tempo run of 20 minutes, for example, would be 5 to 10 minutes warm-up, 20 minutes of steady, hard, and controlled running, and another 5 to 10 minutes to cool down for 30 to 40 minutes total. The tempo run improves your running pace and performance and makes your running more efficient. A variation is the tempo interval, which is two or more shorter tempo runs, say 10 to 20 minutes, separated by a few minutes of easy pace. Tempo runs should be done slower than 5K or 10K pace, but faster than half marathon pace. Number 5. Road intervals. There are track intervals, more on those in a moment, and there are road intervals, and both types of intervals come in a variety of flavors. I group the road intervals together here because they're all very similar, in my opinion, although the variations are aimed to give the runner different benefits. But basically, it's a 5 to 10 minute warm-up, a series of harder intervals with rest intervals in between where you can either jog at an easy pace or walk at a fast pace, and then another 5 to 10 minute cool-down. Variations include cruise intervals, popularized by legendary coach Jack Daniels, where you run 3 to 8 minute intervals at 8 to 12K pace with recovery intervals of 30 seconds to 2 minutes, tempo intervals, which I mentioned earlier, aerobic intervals of distances from 400 meters to 2K at a 3K to 8K pace with recovery jogs of about half the distance of each interval. Number 6, HIIT, short for High Intensity Interval Training. HIIT is all the rage in many exercise circles because of studies showing that it's good for fat burning and you can get a good workout in less time. Basically, it's a series of near maximum intensity sprints with less intense recovery intervals after a warm-up, of course, and usually lasts between 10 to 20 minutes, not counting warm-up and cool-down. This form of training, because of the intensity of the intervals, can be very tough. I recommend building up to it with medium distance track intervals, 200 to 800 meter repeats. Number 7, Yasso 800s. This strange name was given to this interesting workout by Ambi Burfoot of Runner's World magazine, named after his friend and co-worker at Runner's World, Bart Yasso. Basically, it's a form of speed training for marathoners, but you could adapt it for other training as well. How it works. You do 10 repeats of 800 meters on the track, working up to a certain goal time. The goal time is figured by taking your goal marathon time, let's say 3 hours and 30 minutes, and turning it from hours and minutes to minutes and seconds. In this example, it would be 3 minutes and 30 seconds per 800 meter repeat. So, according to this theory, if you can do 10 repeats of 3 minutes and 30 seconds, with 3 minutes and 30 seconds jogging rest intervals in between, you can do a 3 hour and 30 minute marathon, assuming you're doing the appropriate long runs and other slow mileage. Number 8, mile repeats. Another track repeat workout, mile repeats are exactly how they sound. A mile at strong pace, followed by a couple laps of recovery, and repeat. I've done perhaps 4 repeats of a mile. You could do other distances too, 1,000 meters, 800 meters, 400 meters, etc. Number 9, Zen Run. Not really a workout, but something I like to do to change things up, especially if I've been doing some of the harder runs above. I call it a Zen Run because my goal is not to improve performance or burn a lot of calories, but to focus on being present as I run. It helps me be more aware of my body, my surroundings, and my thoughts, and I find this very helpful as a runner and as a person. And number 10, rest. Okay, this is not a workout. Well, it could be. Just hang on. But I thought it would be important to include rest on this list because it's too often ignored by many runners. They run hard every day and don't think they need to rest. But rest is just as important as the workout for getting fitter and faster. Because the way your body gets fitter is first from the stress of exercise and second by adapting to that stress during the rest or recovery period. If you're just a beginner, I recommend alternating running days with complete rest days. Later, you can add recovery runs in between harder workouts instead of complete rest. But recovery runs must be run at a very, very easy pace. Basically, just to get your legs moving. You aren't trying to go fast or long on a recovery run. Always use the hard, easy rule. If you run hard one day, rest or do a very easy recovery run the next. A hard run is any run where you run relatively fast or hard or long. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled 10 Great Workouts to Spice Up Your Running Program by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Between parts 1 and 2 of this post, Leo gave lots and lots of great information. And I imagine some of this is hard to grasp when you're just listening to this and you're not seeing it on paper per se. So what I would recommend is re-listen to parts 1 and 2. Focus on those tips that you think you can implement today or even tomorrow, and then write those down. When you're ready to move on to his other tips, bookmark these episodes and re-listen to them. And then again, focus on the next tip that you want to try. Now, like I mentioned at the top of the show, we have a page up at oldpodcast.com that you can visit if you'd like to show your support, financial or otherwise. Anything listed there would be a huge help. You can visit oldpodcast.com and find the How to Help page, or you can go directly to oldpodcast.com/support. If you can believe it, that's 83 episodes in the books. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in about 24 hours where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.